Representatives from the North End Port Authority based in Kaufman Cove met with Wrangell officials over the past few days to unveil a new plan to bring ferry service back to Kaufman Cove, Petersburg, and Wrangell. The Inter-Island Ferry Authority ran a route to and from those communities until last year when operations ceased due to a lack of funding and low ridership. KSTK's Tony Gorman reports.
Last year, the IFA turned to the state for funding with no success. Kent Miller explains the group's new business plan.
The business plan includes 4 trips a week on the Kaufman Cove Wrangell South Metcalf route and 3 trips a week between Kaufman Cove and Ketchikan.
The managing member of the Alaska Sea Roads LLC and private consultant for the group says the summer schedule will also include round trips on Sundays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. He says there will also be a winter schedule that would include 3 trips a week among the 3 towns.
The winter timetable would be round trips on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Miller says the schedules would not conflict with the Alaska Marine Highway System. The route's vessel would be smaller than IFA's marine vessels, Prince of Wales and Stikine.
It operates with a crew of 3 and substantially less fuel cost than the Prince of Wales and Stikine. So it enables it to operate out of the fare box with a reasonable forecast of traffic.
Miller says the group already has a lease purchase in hand for the ferry. As for funding, Miller says it has applied for a loan through the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Development Program and financing from GE Government Finance.
We have, with the lease purchase of the vessel proposed by GE Government Finance, about 2/3 of the necessary funding accounted for.
Miller says it expects a decision on a preliminary commitment from the USDA by the end of this month. Overall, Miller says the ferry is expected to do well financially. Kaufman Cove Mayor Misty Fitzpatrick and Tourism Coordinator and North End Port Authority Board Member Heather Phillips Hedges presented the plan during a 2-day swing through Wrangell and Petersburg. Following a 30-minute presentation to the Wrangell Assembly, Phillips Hedges says she thinks the route will help cut travel costs. She says her and Fitzpatrick's trip would have been easier if the northern route was running.
As far as our experience getting out here, was very difficult for us. We had to leave a day early because we didn't, you know, we had to fly. It's pretty costly.
Fitzpatrick added the ferry could add more revenue to local businesses along the route.
We'd be promoting that people come over to Wrangell on the ferry and take Breakaway up to Stikine or take Sunrise to, you know, to one, on one of their various tours. So at the same time they were taking one portion away, we're hoping to add even more.
Voters gave the city of Kaufman Cove the thumbs up to create the Port Authority in last year's election. IFA Board Chairman Dennis Watson says when it was created, it became a problem.
IFA, you know, under state law, is a Port Authority, and Kaufman Cove is a member of that Port Authority. And when they chose to develop their own, then all of a sudden we have 2 competing port authorities, you know, on the same island.
A competition that could have financial repercussions.
You know, the funding that be it private or state or federal, you know, that is available for port authorities, you know, that puts us in competition for that funding.
Watson says he hasn't seen the group's plan, but thinks it's a hard sell right now due to the economy. He says ridership on the IFA Southern Round has felt the impact. The IFA plans to meet on November 3rd to discuss more on the Port Authority issue. As for the Rainforest Islands Ferry, representatives from the North End Port Authority have expressed interest in working with the IFA. Watson says so far no such plan has been presented. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.